You don't need to be a lawyer to benefit from a legal education, especially in risk management. At Texas A&M School of Law, we built our online Master of Legal Studies specifically to give non-lawyers like you a competitive edge. With a focus on risk management, you'll gain a better understanding of the legal complexities fiduciary management, corporate governance, and other heavily regulated industries face. Get the legal skills it takes to get ahead at Texas A&M School of Law. Visit law.tamu.edu/MLS to learn more.
Your future, their stability. That's the Texas Department of Criminal Justice's way. Family life work balance is what's important. Stable employment, steady paycheck, full health care, and retirement. Work part-time or full-time starting at $20 an hour. With the new pay scale, you can't afford not to join the TDCJ team today. Apply at www.tdcj.texas.gov/co. Start a new career with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. Go to www.tdcj.texas.gov/co and find out how. Serve Texas with purpose.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Self Signal Storm Podcast.
Fair warning here, kids. I have looked at what has transpired over this last weekend, and I am greatly disturbed by what I have seen. I am, and it's forcing me to ask some uncomfortable questions, some very uncomfortable questions, uncomfortable for statists, uncomfortable for these control freaks who don't believe in human rights and human liberty. What we saw over the weekend, courtesy of Elon Musk with his Twitter files release, is that we have members of the United States government who colluded to deny our people their constitutional rights. In this particular case, the right of free speech, which frankly is a right that feeds into all of the others. The right to give our opinion of our government and not have it suppressed. The right to give our opinion about the issues of the day and not have it suppressed. The basic fundamental guarantees, the first guarantee in the United States Constitution, was not only targeted, but it was abridged by individuals who were drawing a paycheck inside of the federal government, and dare I say, they were Democrats. Now, in case I don't want to be misunderstood here, because yes, Democrats were the perpetrators, but who's worse? The perpetrators of a crime, or those who look at the crime and go, oh, well, don't want to punish it. That's your Republican Party. That's Mitch McConnell. That's Kevin McCarthy, sadly. They look at your rights being stolen and taken away by members of the Democrat Party, and they want to do absolutely nothing about it. Once, and it is my belief, once the American people know and understand, so let me get this straight. The Constitution says the government can't work to take away my rights, correct? But the government just did. What are we going to do about it? Once the American people realize, and I've been talking to some legal experts on this, once the American people realize that, oh, government isn't interested in punishing other members of government that have abridged our rights and our freedoms and our liberties, then that is a recipe for disaster. That is a recipe for chaos. That is a recipe when your government says, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and start behaving like China now. That is a recipe for, well, a lot of carnage. That is a recipe for a lot of turmoil. And frankly, kids, I don't know where this all goes. Past types of totalitarian revolutions have never gone well for the vast majority of the people. When the thugs know they can operate with impunity, when the degenerates and the inhuman subversives know that they can go in, take your rights, and that everyone is too cowardly or too invested in maintaining the status quo to stop them, that's when there are real problems. And I think with the revelations put out by Twitter that we now have a government that is harboring people who would deny you your constitutional rights. And when the American people realize that the Republican Party may, and I want to stress, may not be up to the task of reining in these socialist slash communist slash totalitarians, that what comes next is going to be something that is not going to be pretty. What comes next, once the American people know, realize, and understand that they are no longer represented in this government, that a government, that somebody out there has succeeded in making America China, then things go downhill very fast. Very fast. Now, let's say that's the truth. There are those in the left who say, well, mission accomplished. There are those in communist China who say, well, mission accomplished. Those in Mother Russia who say, mission accomplished. America rips itself apart. Now you've got Trump out there saying that he wants to throw out the Constitution. Or parts of it anyway. I cannot tell you how disturbed I am about what I'm seeing. But we will let that unfold throughout our coverage through the rest of the week. In the meantime, it is the show behind the show with a special guest on today. You got me, our buddy Sean Chastain, and the mystery guest coming up next right here on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
All right, folks, time for the show behind the show. Not one, but two guests. Of course, the staple, Sean Chastain, is with us. And a guy that I'm just pleased as punch to introduce to all of you folks, Haywood Savage. This is a guy I've known since I got here to Texas back in 2006. And he called me up the other day. He and Sean had lunch. And he said, hey, man, what's up? And I said, well, let's just get him on. Gentlemen, welcome to the show behind the show.
Howdy, Chris.
Happy to be here, Chris.
All right.
How are you?
I am not doing too shabby for a weekend that was way too short. Look, I'm going to get into the big story with you guys last. I'm going to go against every convention that we've ever been taught in media. You're only supposed to lead with a big story first, but it kind of tiptoes into politics, so I wanted to see what was on your mind first. Sean, you tee us off.
All right. Well, welcome, Hugh Savage, Haywood Yasumi, as he's also known. And yeah, we had lunch the other day, so that was fun, and I got to thinking that we were eating at a place called Boo Ray's in North Texas, and it is a Cajun restaurant. It's very good. And then I got to thinking that Hugh went to school at Tulane in New Orleans.
Yes, I did.
And I cannot imagine Haywood running amok in New Orleans. That just had to be... No, knowing you as I do, there must have been several lost semesters.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why.
Yeah,
I might have become a better jock. I played basketball, but there was a guy playing for LSU on the freshman team. We had freshman teams in. It was a guy named, you might have heard of him, Pete Barovich. You ever heard of him? Well, I tell you, he shortened my career in a hurry.
What happened?
I managed to hold him to 6 points in 2 minutes, which is good as he was. That would have been his best game ever if they had just left me in. That was that.
Wow.
So for the rest of those games, I basically just tailgated because I knew I wasn't going to get back in the game. So
now, what did you study at Tulane?
You know, I don't recall. I don't think that was on my curriculum. I can tell you what I didn't study, but not what I studied.
Knowing Hugh, I can't imagine him in New Orleans for any extended period
of time. I gotta say, man, that if you don't remember what you studied at Tulane, that must have been a very productive set of college years, right?
Well, not according to my dad. He didn't think so. Let me just say this. You know, back then in Louisiana, the drinking, I think it may still be, the drinking age was 18. We were never sure if that was years or months. I never, ever saw anybody get carted there. You wanted a beer, you could get a Dixie beer. No problem.
Wow.
Hey, how I met you was through the radio station that I work at.
Yeah.
And the main guy there, our good friend Hal Jay, said, I got to have you meet this guy, and I want to come up and maybe he can do a character with us. And I met him, and Hugh is the funniest guy I think I've ever met. And he would come up and do some reports on some of the news stories and some commentary on that, and then some legal advice through letters from listeners. And
yeah, but I hope they didn't take any of that advice. That's all I can tell you.
It was kind of
because Hugh is actually an attorney.
A legal Dear Abby kind of thing.
Right. Here I be.
One of the funniest lines he came up with, that I don't know why it just hit me so hard, was he was talking about, I'm going to screw it up, Heywood. You had a pet vulture. No, a pet.
Oh, yeah, it was a pet vulture. What they did. They made a vulture with a parrot.
That's kind of like making
still talk, but mostly about death.
Yeah. It's kind of like mating a chihuahua with a Great Dane, you know?
Yeah, I just thought that was hilarious. Talks a lot.
We had some fun there.
Yeah,
we did. Really did.
I met Heywood some years later in 2006 when I got here. And he did some work with us over at TXA 21, which is now defunct. It's not even a news station anymore. It's all sports. But we went news for a while, which is the sister station of the CBS O&O here in North Texas. And Heywood did a lot of funny commentary for us there, and that's where I met him. So
for both of our viewers. Yeah. I think
we were running that news
station right during prime time. But that was, you know, like bringing the old knife to the gunfight. We had fun. Chris was great.
We had a really good
great
time.
Great reporter.
We had a great time. And folks, that's why I thought you could benefit from not only hearing Sean as you do in the show behind the show every single week, but also Heywood, who's going to be a frequent drop-in guest host on this podcast. So guys, let me tell you what I did over the weekend, and I don't even know if you guys, if this is even a destination, but down in Waxahachie, down that way, they've got a lot of cool stuff that goes on there. You know, in the springtime, they have that Renaissance Fair that goes on down there, which is
do not say cool and Renaissance Fair.
No, wait a minute. There's a reason why I say that. First off,
I just want to beat you up so much,
dude.
Right now.
There's all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay, you got stuck in that night outfit. I know, Sean. Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff. It's more
it's still painful to talk about.
No, there's a lot of good stuff to do down there, and there's a lot of wares and stuff to buy. But also the turkey legs. You got to go down there just for the turkey legs. Are roasted to perfection, and it's just a cool afternoon and beer. So I mean, I used to take the girls down there a lot when they were younger. It's harder with schedules now, but we went back down there into Waxahachie, and there's a Christian church that recreates Bethlehem every single Christmas to where you can actually walk around. I don't know if you guys have been down that way.
No, huh?
Yeah, you can walk around and they have these shops that look like they're dated as if you were back in that era in Bethlehem. And they go through the whole reenactment of the Magi going and finding following the star and finding the baby in the manger. And it's a real cool experience. We just hit it this weekend.
Do you dress up? I mean, do you wear a robe and barefooted? What do you do?
No, but we went down there in conventional clothes, but all the folks there in the church and in this community down there, they all dress up in period dress and it's all shalom this and shalom that and welcome. And you get to actually walk through Old Bethlehem. It's kind of a cool experience. I highly recommend it. It goes on through the whole Christmas season.
They don't show the birth, do they? I mean, good Lord.
No. Yeah, they have national delivery show.
No, they do not show the actual, they do not recreate the birth of Christ.
Was Mary hot?
Dude.
Yes, she was.
This is why I don't bring this up, folks.
I try
to bring a little culture.
Took a nice story, we just crashed.
Exactly. A little culture.
I'll tell you, you did live in Waxahachie. You remember American Sniper? Chris Kyle?
Chris,
yeah. He was from Waxahachie. His wife still lives there.
Really?
What? Was with her.
Whoa, Chris Kyle was from Waxahachie?
Yep. Lived in Waxahachie.
I don't know if
he's originally from there, but that's where he was living.
I did not know
that's
that.
Where he, you know, was, you know, shot and killed right around that area. He was just taking them.
No, I think it was a little further away than that.
No. He took a Marine that was, you know, in bad shape. Obviously.
That's right. It was on a shooting range.
Yeah, he was taking him to a shooting range to help him because he was doing that with a lot of wounded veterans.
Yeah.
And this guy just turned the gun on him. Just out of the blue.
PTSD, that's right. Okay, fellas, let's turn, and because, you know, of Haywood's background in law, I'm just eager to hear what he has to say about this because it came out over the weekend. And let's just state for the record that Sean Chastain sees no redeeming value in social media. I don't think he's on social media. And as we've discussed on this show before, the reason why he's not on social media is that he would say crap that would get him fired. That's why he stays away. But it was revealed over the weekend that not only did Twitter interfere in the 2020 election, but they did so at the behest of people inside of government, which is supposed to be a no-no. Sean?
Yes.
Sean, you go first. What do you think?
I mean, who knows where the election would have ended up had all the stuff come out? You know, I mean, there's been poll after poll saying that, I don't think I would have voted the way I would have voted had I known all about Hunter and all the details about him, you know, so mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, I don't know what you can really do about it other than, you know, go after the people who wrote the memos to Twitter saying, hey, hide this. But as we know well, nobody's going to be in an orange jumpsuit that works in the government.
See,
so
in Haywood,
I still think that may be, you know, and I've really never looked into that, you know, the criminal law part. But, you know, when you manipulate an election, which they did, which they accuse, you know, that Russian hoax, you know, the Russians manipulate the election in 2016. Mm-hmm. These guys actually did it.
Right.
They did it through 2020. And there's no question. This is what's sad. The FBI, the CIA, most of the news media, the Washington Post, New York Times, they were all involved in it. Every one of them, you know, suppressed the news, and they were all on in jump step together.
Well, guys,
lockstep, let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, Haywood, I actually, you guys probably know the name Jenna Ellis. She was part of President Trump's legal team, and I reached out to her over the weekend. I said, look, I mean, here we've got government officials we've got emails now of these government officials who were saying, we need you to suppress our political enemies' free speech. We need you to do this. So we have the quote unquote smoking gun, according to Elon Musk. And through the course of my conversation with Jenna Ellis, when I said, okay, let me just lay this out. We've got government working to deny Americans their constitutional right of free speech. which, as I said, is a no-no. But I said, well, what's the remedy? For those of you out there who are not legal folks, it's like, well, what happens if you're a member of government and you steal somebody's rights? What is the punishment for you?
You know what should happen, and you know what's going to happen. What's going to happen is these unelected, no-name, couldn't-pick-them-out-of-a-lineup people that run the government are going to lose a GS level at most and have a letter in the file. Nobody's going to jail.
Yep.
Nothing. No election's going to be overturned. Nothing's going to happen. And there are people we don't know, and we will never know what happened to them. That's why you can't worry about it too much. I mean,
well, as long as you're disgraced, that's all I'd like.
Well, Haywood, I mean, see, disgraced is one thing, but, you know, this is about as serious as it gets. I mean, look at all the crap that we've had to endure because of this guy sitting in the Oval Office. And then, Haywood, just game this out with me. If the American people go, wait a minute, some guy in government can steal my rights, and he can do so and he pays no price for it. Do you think the American people say, oh, okay, well, that's okay? Once the word gets out and once it's understood, isn't that kind of dangerous?
Well, it is dangerous. A lot of people, I think, first of all, they need to be humiliated. Second of all, they need to be fired where they were. Because what they were doing is, you know, tantamount to a real bad felony.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like locking, you know, the January 6th guys. Most of them in there for trespass. You know, keeping them locked up for 2 years. I mean, that was outrageous.
It is. And Texans, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, you got to have due process with these guys. You've got, you know, you're entitled to be, you know, charged with that, and you're also entitled for bail. And, you know, as you can see on both sides, you know, what happened to all the rioters, you know, from the Summer of Love? Well, not any of them went to jail. The people were killed. Yeah. A lot of people.
Yeah.
So
beaten up,
you
killed.
Ask yourself, robbed. You know, what's happening here?
Yeah. No, I'm right there with you. And I think, you know, people were beaten up, killed, and robbed. And those people didn't go to jail. And then you got these guys who trespassed and took selfies in front of the speaker's podium, and they're rotting without any due process. And you're right. I think Americans are going to be asking themselves some serious questions. But and guys, just from the course of my offline conversations, it's not good news. But I basically talked about it that there are people that are allegedly Republicans who are also on board with nothing happening, nothing being done. I think we're seeing the beginnings of a country where the government says, yeah, this whole illusion of freedom, the veneer is dropped and you guys don't have any freedom. There's no competing ideas. There's no Republican, Democrat. It's all a uniparty. And I think that's where it's going.
I think you're right there.
Yep.
And don't believe, listen, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, all of them are out drinking together.
Damn straight.
You know, they're all buddies. They're all covering each other's ass, literally.
Yep.
And, you know, you think like you see two attorneys yelling and screaming at each other in the courthouse. Then they break over to the lawyer's lounge and laugh together about how dumb their clients are or how screwed up they are. this is what really goes on. And, you know, Mitch McConnell and, you know, Nancy Pelosi may be out, you know, drinking and slow dancing somewhere. You don't know.
Yeah, guys, it's really, I don't like where it's going. I don't like this buddy-buddy relationship that too many of our government has with communist China. Communist China is not a how-to book. And I think a lot too many of our people in government are saying, oh, that's how to do government. And no, that's not. One more story I wanted you both to weigh in on, because I know this kind of stuff I know drives Sean crazy, Haywood. So, the People's Republic of California has come up with a proposal to give people who are descendants of slaves in America $223,200 apiece, paid for by people who were never slave owners.
Mm-hmm.
This is reparations. Yeah. It's going to cost $559 billion. So, Sean, I'm going to tee it up for you first. Your reaction to reparations in California?
Okay, so this is only for Californians, and only Californians will be paying for it?
This is in California. Well, because as you know, the redistributionist policies of the federal government, our money's going to end up in California in some form or fashion. So it is a California-centered law, yes.
Yeah, well, they get the government they deserve. So they've voted these people in, and I guess they're happy with it. Those who aren't happy with it are now Texans, so,
Or Floridians.
Let me just say this. I don't think that GoFundMe page to get that taken care of is going to get a whole lot of money. I mean, it's just outrageous, yeah. You know.
Dude.
Yeah.
Sins of the father, you got to go, you know, pay for, hey, you know, we didn't do it. You didn't do it. We've learned from it. Why do we have to pay? I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go back, you know, and see the relatives of, you know, Brutus who killed Caesar. You know, let's get those people taken care of. Caesar's family, you know.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Quit going back.
Well, let's go ahead and sue or take the money from those African Americans whose descendants were slave traders who traded other blacks to the colonials. Then anybody on the planet Earth's descendants has been enslaved by other people's descendants, just depending on how far back you want to go. Guys,
that's exactly right.
We're talking.
Larry Elder said it best. Obama's grandfather, I think, was a slave trader. Yeah. He said, "I don't know whether Obama's going to be, you know, getting a check or cutting one." And really, that true story. The slave traders.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to know. You know, their family were part of that. That way, the descendants of slave owners, I guess, have to come up with reparations. Is that right? That the ones who were violated or hurt by slaves, they're right. Descendants get all the money.
Guys,
let's play this out though. What becomes of those people who got $223,000 handed to them?
Yeah,
it's going to be a nightmare for those people because they're not going to spend it well. I can tell you that.
But
I know good and well. Yeah. I wouldn't.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, right now.
Well, and then. You know, it's just everything around them is going to go up hundreds of percentage points because now there's the money. You know?
Too much money, not enough supplies. That's a whole different
thing. And we've been down this road before. And, you know, Haywood brought it up. We got Barack Hussein Obama elected the first black president. And the left lost its mind because they said, oh, my gosh. We've elected a black president. We're not going to have racism anymore to push this left wing crap we've been pushing for all of these decades. So it's like they plumb forgot that this country elected a black president, not once, but twice. So they've got. And if I thought that reparations was going to be the end of it, I might even say, OK, one time payment, it's over and done with. But we're foolish to think that would be it. Right? Is that it?
We'd be paying penance forever for that.
I'd be digging through my genealogy, that's for dang sure.
Well, the amount they want to give them is well into the billions.
Well,
it's just short of a billion, I think.
They
don't even have that money. Where are they going to get it? I mean, that's the deal.
500.
You're going to try to come after all of us for it? Because, you know, I think I'm not going to pay that. Just not.
Well, I see, and that's the problem with status in government. You have a choice. It's $559 billion, almost basically nearly $750 billion that they're going to pay out there in California for these reparations. And mm-hmm. I'm with Sean. I mean, if Pocahontas can claim that she's a Native American and she. And she's got as much Indian blood in her. Actually, Trump has more Indian blood in him than Elizabeth Warren has. I mean, I bet you there are going to be people all over this country looking into their genealogy to get their cut. Right?
Heck yeah, man.
Well, she took a spot in law school because she said that.
I know.
She got one of the minority picks in law school. Yeah, that's how she got in.
She did. She did. She played
a liar.
The minority card. Exactly right. Well,
if you think about her, when she stands sideways, I really can't tell if her head's on backwards. I mean, I look at her, I just go on, it, you know, the same outfit. And just,
Well, you just got to figure out which way the feathers are pointing, and then and that kind of gives you the
well,
right
that's
direction.
The truth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Gentlemen, it has been a great show behind the show, folks. Haywood Savage and Sean Chastain. This is cool. I hope we can continue to replicate this, guys, because it's always going to be a fun
You're
visit.
Two of my favorites. I hope we can. I'd right. love to.
Anytime, pal.
See you guys.
You got it.
Bye.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
That's going to do it, my friends, for this show, Behind the Show, with Sean Chastain and guest Haywood Savage. And he's going to be making some drop-in discussions here over the next couple of weeks and maybe beyond. So with that said, folks, do me a favor. Pay a visit to a couple of websites for me, won't you please? First off, TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. All the news that is big in Texas. And if it's big in Texas, it is big across these United States. Also pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. Once you're there, you can drop me an email. You can drop me a voicemail. You can find out how to book me for a speech. Come and talk to your group or your business. Either way, whatever pleases you, I am at your beck and call. You can also track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That's talk radio with an app so you can hear it all over the country. Also track me down every afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 on Newsmax TV. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. Rather, how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. See ya.
It's finally here, the Macy's Friends and Family Sale with an extra 30% off gifts they'll love. Get an extra 25% off dressed up designer looks for kids from Calvin Klein and more, plus an extra 25% off Samsonite and Delsey luggage. With great prices from top designers, Macy's has all the best deals you won't want to miss this week. And don't forget to sign up for a Macy's card or use a coupon to get 15% off beauty products they'll love this season. Click here to download the Macy's app today for great holiday deals at Macy's.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.